Everybody, if you'll please take your seats, we'll reconvene the city council meeting. And at the same time, if you could turn your cell phones off or put them on vibration or anything but active. Okay, I'd like to reconvene the July 10th City Council meeting. City Council just came out of closed session, and do we have anything to report for closed session?
There's no reportable action.
Fine, thank you. I'll call the order of the City Council meeting, and Councilmember Sturvent, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Your Honor. Join me in the Pledge of the Flag, please. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Councilmember Fonzie, here. Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem O'Malley?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Here.
All present.
And could I have approval of the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem O'Malley?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Next on the agenda, we have a couple presentations this evening, and I think Russ Thompson would like to make the first presentation, followed by Brady Cherry afterwards.
Thank you, Mayor. Tonight, we're glad to, make a presentation to a volunteer group that has been providing service to the city. And tonight we have a group called Youth for Christ, and they did a community service project out at Paloma Creek Park. Some of you, if you've been out there, have seen that all of the dugouts have been freshly painted and cleaned up. Really looks nice out there. It's a very interesting group. Michael Cava is here, a son of...
who really put on, really coordinated the whole volunteer project was Emily Migliazzo, who couldn't be here because she's at leading a camp group, and Mitch Jansen and Daryl Jansen leading Youth for Christ chapter here. They couldn't be here tonight, but a lot of the coordinating for that project was due to those three. So I'd like to recognize them for their efforts.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council. It's my pleasure to assist you this evening in recognizing someone who's been very involved in the Atascadero community for many, many years. I first actually met his wife, Karen Lewis, many years ago when she was on the Community Services Foundation Board. And this evening, we'd like to recognize Glenn Lewis for outstanding contributions to the Charles Paddock Zoo. And I know this is a familiar story to our city council members, but for the members of the public, I'd like you to know that recently, Mr. Lewis, acting on behalf of the Thelma Vetter Estate, donated $100,000 to the Charles Paddock Zoo for the purpose of the development of our Red Panda exhibit. And this donation will go a long way to getting that first phase of our Charles Paddock Zoo master plan off the ground. So with deepest appreciation on behalf of the zoo and the city of Atascadero, the city council would like to present Mr. Lewis with this token of our appreciation.
Thank you, Clinton. Great job. We really, really appreciate it. Do you want to say something?
I would like to.
Okay.
It's been my privilege as the person in charge of Mrs. Vetter's trust to assist the city in terms of the zoo. Mrs. Vetter gave me three areas that I was to direct my involvement with, and one of them involved animals. And so in conjunction with meeting with Alan, we came up with a plan to help the zoo because it was something that Thelma really enjoyed, And so it was my pleasure to present that money, and hopefully we'll be.
It's always nice to recognize the people within our community that donate so much of their time that makes the community so nice. There's probably another person that we really need to recognize this evening, and that would be Peggy O'Malley. Peggy and Tom are celebrating their 36th wedding anniversary tonight, and once again, Tom's showing his service.
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm going to applaud for Peggy.
Yeah, she deserves a medal, really, to tell you the truth.
Well, all of us guys married up. We do know that. So.
Right about that.
You know, and I think at the beginning of the meeting, I think, you know, we just had our first 4th of July family day in the park that I consider to be a real success. We had a lot of people out there. I think we had, depending on how you want to count or some of the people that didn't get counted, maybe close to 2,000 people that were able to go to the zoo free of charge. And it was a really nice event to see the families out there. There are some people, though, that we do want to give some special recognition to. One would be Joe and Barbara Coulter from the Elks with Joe's Little Train. That was a big event out there for the kids. We had Dan Cross. Is he here? Dan was out there all day long. Don. And with the PA system, and Brian was there all day long helping him. In fact, the whole city council was out there for most of the day.
Actually, Bob... Don Cross, he was. You guys were out there about 6 o'clock in the morning, right? And he was loading up at about 8:30 that night, and
been there the day before for about 5 or 6 hours setting it up. And a little after 7, it was going, and there were kids on it. And after the last concert, after 8 o'clock, I left, and there were still kids on it. And I says, "Andy, you must be beat." And he says, "No, he was just enjoying the smile on all the kids' face." So we want to thank the McBeans and Doug Portney from out in Creston, who was a gentleman that helped the McBeans set that up. So we really want to thank them. And Jerry, would you want
to
thank
like
these,
to add
some of
to
the
that,
donors?
I'd like to add to Andy and Sue, because, you know, he set that up the night before when they had Tuesday Night in the Park, and he was running it for kids on Tuesday Night in the Park, and he started that darn thing up at like 8 in the morning or so, and I went there. It was after 8 o'clock, and they were still going. And one of my kids said, "You should see the faces on those kids that were on that darn, you know, merry-go-round or carousel." It was a 1920 carousel, and it takes, like Bob said, 5 hours to set it up. The middle section is about 3,000 pounds, and it was just a wonderful deal. We had the bouncy houses were basically free, the zoo was free. You could go there and not spend a dime. And when I think about it, it was 4 months before it was just an idea, and we didn't have $1, folks, not $1. And this thing came together, and the whole city council was out there. I know Roberta helped with the games, and Tom ate the frozen pie.
Hot dogs.
we did the whole thing for, you know, $3,000 or less, which was really amazing. And we had, when are we, like Wysong Construction, I'll read a few of them. Why don't you hit some, okay, Bob? Rabobank, Mission Bank, City of Atascadero, we got to mention them because they were aboard. Assembly on Cacho.
And the next one is Bernard's Construction.
Right. And Debbie Arnold kicked in, Supervisor-elect, Filipponi and Thompson, they're always good to do that stuff. Central Coast Propane helped us, Greg Malik Real Estate. Go ahead, Bob.
Starner Sales, Idler's Appliances, George Dodge.
Right.
And tomorrow on the Atascadero News, they were so kind as to do our free advertising. There'll be a nice thank you letter. There was, oh, probably 100 people that participated. Franny in the back of the room, Falcone, I think she may have saved us with all of the games and everything that she put together.
Come forward, and it was great. And on the tug of war, finally the parents said, hey, we want to do that too, right? So we had an adult tug of war. And then we got down to the raw egg throwing contest at the end. And the parents got involved in that, you know, and it was kind of weird to see those kids catch that egg and it would just kind of drip along on their hands. They say, you're out, okay, next. But it was a great day. It was just a wonderful day, and I hope we can have it next year. I'm sure we will. And we don't have to have fireworks. And actually, we didn't have any booze out there either, which was kind of interesting. So yeah, great day. Everybody got along.
I think the entire city council would like to thank the community for participating in it and all the people that volunteered and helped us, the city staff and everything. I think it was a real nice, successful day. There was a lot of people and young families that enjoyed.
Yeah, the Lions Club, the breakfast, Kiwanis with their lunch and their hot dogs. And
we're going to get out of here early now tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
I did want to...
Well, you're not in a hurry to go anywhere, are you?
No.
Okay.
But I do want to say, though, you've heard the enthusiasm of Mayor Kelly and Councilman Clay, and really these are the two that had the vision and the idea and just plain wouldn't give up or let go. And it was really, it was a nice event. I think we got a lot of compliments in the community. It was targeted to families and our hometown community, and there were a lot of folks that came out and really had a good time, and you two should be real proud of the effort you put in. So thank you on behalf of all of our council and our community.
Well, thank you, Tom.
We appreciate that.
Yes, and thank you.
I have to mention Alfonsi. In a way, this probably never would have happened if it wasn't for him. We were kind of dead in the water, and he stepped up the microphone, and he said, hey, they roll up the sidewalks on the 4th of July in Atascadero. It's time we do something, and that just changed everybody's attitude. And he was out there all day long, you know, up and down. I see Bob going up the hill and down the hill and up the hill and down the hill.
And Steve Martin, we saw quite
Steve
a bit.
Steve Martin, he said his legs never hurt so bad in his life. He was there the whole day, too. So.
Okay, great. Well, tune in for next year.
Yeah, you bet. We'll have a good one.
Right. Next on the agenda is the consent calendar. All items on the consent calendar are considered to be routine and non-controversial by city staff and will be approved by one motion if no member of the council or public wishes to comment or ask questions. Is there any item on the consent calendar that a member of the council would like to pull? Seeing none, is there any member of the public that would like to pull an item?
They have submitted their plans for the next phase, and the design review committee has reviewed the plans, made a few minor changes, and sent it on with a recommendation for the Planning Commission. So the Planning Commission will see the project August 7th. Second, just to update everybody on the mural, the Arteries Tree mural, there's been a lot of discussion about it. The owners created the mural without a permit, and then we went to the design review committee where it was denied. They have asked for a reconsideration, and the board has granted a reconsideration, or the committee has. So that reconsideration of the mural will be on Tuesday, June 24th at 3:30 here in the council chambers. Another great opportunity for us, Designer Outlet is coming to the Vaughn's Plaza where Tool Outlet used to be. This store is going to be in the building, like where I said the Tool Outlet. They will be selling the overstocked merchandise from Macy's at a discount price, including clothes, shoes, bedding, bath, kitchens, and projects. We always wanted a Macy's, and we're about to get one. They're hoping to be open in August. They're already working on the tenant improvement plans. And lastly, the Las Lomas apartment project is moving. This is a 10-building, 10-unit apartment project. The new owners, Mike Zappas and Galen Little, currently have received the permits for the first two of the 10-unit apartments, which are those two right there in the front. And there's going to be a groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow. So we're real excited about all the things going on right now in Atascadero. Thanks.
Fine, thank you.
Bob, could I say something? You know, Wade, a few years ago when we had the surveys on where people bought what, why, a thing that sticks in my head, that 98.5% of the people buy their clothing out of town. So I think it's great that we have this designer outlet going in there. We really need some variety where people can buy clothing. So I hope that goes through. 98.5% by out of town. That was sad.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the community forum. The community forum is reserved for persons wanting to address the city council on any matter that is not on the agenda and over which the council has jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone in the community that would like to speak? Please step up and state your name.
Hi, good evening. My name is Linda Hendy, Atascadero Chamber of Commerce. I'll make this brief so we can continue the evening. We have a couple great items that came that are finished at the chamber. We look forward to handing these out all over the community. They're at the local hotels, and all the advertisers have copies of these. Or feel free to stop into the chamber office and pick up however many you need. So we're really excited about that project. Another quick thing to share to the business community, we have our, this is the first time ever, we have our North County mixer that we're promoting. We actually have partnered with four Chamber of Commerce here in the North County for the first ever countywide mixer. That will be Paso Robles Chamber of Commerce, Templeton Chamber, San Miguel, and Atascadero Chamber of Commerce. We've moved our mixer date to next Wednesday, the 18th, and that will be the same time, 5:30 to 7, and that will be at Castoro Cellar. So that's for the business community to network. Altogether, we expect over 200 at this event. We're really looking forward to it, and we invite you to join us. And that's it for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, Council. My name is Karen Sturdivant. I'm the Vice President of the Main Street Association. I'm here to remind everybody that on September 7th is our Art and Wine Tour, which is a quarterly event. $10, you get to do unlimited wine tasting in our downtown area. Also, to follow on Councilman Clay's statement about our new designer warehouse, I think that all the ladies in Atascadero need to support our city and go shopping. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening. My name is Mike Anderson. Good evening, Mayor Kelly, Honorable Council, city staff, friends, and neighbors. First, I just want to thank you all for the great job you're doing. I don't want any of you to leave the council. This is the best council I've seen in 15 years, so you all got to stay. Sorry, you got to stay. No leaving now. Anyway, I think you guys did a great job. I think your city staff's doing an excellent job. Warren Frace did an excellent presentation at the last meeting and everything, so I want to thank you all. I know we read some very negative stuff in the newspaper, but you know what? I don't know where those people come from, but they don't know a thing about Atascadero. Some of these articles that are coming out about, well, what do you need a Walmart for and all that? You know, I actually called one of the editors, one of the people, and I didn't expect to get him, but I talked to him for 15 minutes. He says, well, can't you just get in your car and drive down the road? It's only 10 miles. I says, not everybody can get in their car and drive down the road. And I said, you know what? Doesn't create jobs for us. Doesn't create sales tax dollars for us. Obviously, some of these people are writing these articles, absolutely know nothing at all about Atascadero.
Excited over in Creston to go to Atascadero to shop at the new Walmart, hopefully soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and City Council members. And Tom, you'll never catch up with me. My wife and I have been married 37 years. In a little joke, one time she and I were disagreeing, and I said, I'm sticking this marriage out even if it kills me. Well, thank God I'm still alive. Anyway, I brought this fan today, but I thought I might fan the opposition, but there doesn't seem to be much opposition here, and it's good. I mean, many of us have been here long enough when we remember some meetings that went on till 1 in the morning. After a while, no matter how young or strong you are, you get a little tired of that. But I'm so proud of the city council members, and I agree with the gentleman who just spoke. It would be great if you guys could hang around for many more years, because we have a unity now and a purpose that we never had before in the city council. And we'd have Walmart now if we didn't have three members that know history as far as the city council, because they were so opposed to Walmart. So thank you for the marvelous job all of you are doing. We do live in a wonderful city, and it will become a better city. But please stick as long as you can. I know some of you have been here a long time like Jerry, but it's no time for quitters now. Hang on in there. Victory is ours. And we still live in a country where we are allowed to express our views, and those who don't want to shop at Walmart, vaya con Dios. Nada más.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers, we'll close the public community forum at this time and go on to the public hearings. And Russ, do you have the first public hearing?
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. Tonight we have our annual kind of a business item. It's the placement of the sewer charges on the county tax rolls for the 2012-2013 tax year. The Muni Code provides for sewer charges to be placed on the county tax rolls. The city has been collecting their sewer charges since 1984 in this method. The resolution presented tonight allows for basically $1.7 million in sewer charges to be placed on tax rolls for residences and businesses within the town. Tonight is not whether or not those amounts are the correct amount, whether they're too high or too low, but just solely that they're collected on the tax rolls. So we have to open the public hearing to receive any questions or protests of collecting the bills in this manner. And
I haven't talked to any sewers either.
No, yeah. No expert day.
I'd be happy to move approval of staff's recommendation.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem O'Malley?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thank you. We have no management reports. Do we have any council announcements or reports?
One brief report, following up on Councilmember Clay. You can buy clothes in Atascadero. And what I did today is go out to my good friend Kelly Long's at Kelly's Casuals, as I do every special occasion for Peggy, and just said, you put together a couple of outfits, and that was waiting for Peggy. Since I have to be here, at least we have a couple of presents there. But, you know, Long's, Kelly Long and Kelly's Casuals does a great job for us husbands, I would say, because she will put together outfits for the ladies, and we just write the check.
Right. Yeah, we all appreciate Kelly, too. She's
a great member of our community.
You bet. And, you know, Tom, the problem I have is Vivian has never worn anything that I've ever bought her over 58 years. So, you know, it's, I turn her loose, let her buy her own stuff.
Right. Are there any other reports? If not, I'll move on to committee reports. Jerry, do you have anything?
Well, I know, let's just keep buying local, folks. Those restaurants out there are great, and let's just keep buying local. Keep it in town.
No report.
Tom? No report.
Just a quick mention about Friday night. The League of California Cities Channel County's dinner is going to be at the host. We're hosting that this coming Friday night. Right. We're going to have a reception at the zoo, then a dinner at the Pavilion. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and I believe all of you are coming, so it's going to be a very nice time to be able to enjoy having our fellow council members and mayors from other cities come and see our beautiful city and be able to show off our attractions and have them stay here and eat and hopefully get a little tax revenue and some TOT out of it. So looking forward to it, and it should be a very wonderful evening.
What time does it start there?
I believe 5:30 is 5:30 at the zoo.
Well, now that you reminded me, I'll be there, okay?
Good.
Okay, I have no reports. If there's any individual determination and or action from anyone, seeing no one stepping up, I'll adjourn this meeting, and we're under 30 minutes. Thank you.